This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. The Prime Minister will first travel to West Bengal, where he will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at Malda Town Railway Station this afternoon. He will also virtually flag off the return service. Prime Minister Modi will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 3,200 crore rupees in a public function at Malda district in West Bengal today. The project include new railway lines, electrification of key sections in North Bengal, freight and Vande Bharat maintenance facilities, four new Amrit Bharat Express trains and the four-laning of the Dhugpuri-Falakata stretch of National Highway 31D. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam to take part in Bagurumba Dhuao, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati. India and Japan have unveiled new initiatives to push bilateral cooperation in the sector of artificial intelligence, AI, and critical minerals during the 18th strategic dialogue between the two countries. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi participated in the dialogue in the national capital. Mr. Jaiswal said, during the meeting, the two leaders launched a new AI dialogue and also decided to convene a joint working group on critical minerals.
The ministers launched the AI dialogue so as to give a coherent push to bilateral cooperation between the two countries in this particular sector. On economic security, this is an important issue of engagement between the two countries, not just for our economies, but for the economies of the world at large. Both sides also decided to convene the joint working group on critical minerals under the Economic Security Initiative to advance our collaboration in the fields of rare earths and critical minerals.
Meanwhile, speaking at the 18th India-Japan Strategic Dialogue, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, India and Japan hold immense potential for shaping the world order and de-risking the international economy. The spokesperson said, India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran amid escalating regional tensions in the region. Meanwhile, several Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi late last night from Iran. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The ED said the complaint was filed before the competent PMLA court against the accused in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime, POC, linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust, Al Falah University and its allied institutions. The agency's investigation is based on FIRs registered by Delhi police following a car blast near the Red Fort in Delhi last year. The ED, in a statement, said that it had provisionally attached assets worth about 140 crore rupees linked to Haryana-based group. US President Donald Trump has threatened to impose trade tariffs on countries that oppose the United States' plan to acquire Greenland. Speaking during a meeting at the White House, President Trump said, Greenland is crucial for U.S. national security. He asserted that it is important to protect U.S. from Russia and China's growing presence in the Arctic. However, Denmark and Greenland have rejected the U.S. president's demand to sell the semi-autonomous territory, and several NATO allies have supported Denmark by strengthening security in the region. In the men's under-19 cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in their second Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India defeated the United States by 6 wickets using DLS method in the rain-marred opening game. The IMD has predicted very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim and Meghalaya. And that is the end of this news bulletin.